This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. More help against the coronavirus pandemic could soon be on the way in the United States, the world's hardest hit country. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has our story.
A Food and Drug Administration advisory panel has endorsed a second COVID-19 vaccine from Moderna and the National Institutes of Health.
The evidence that has been studied in great detail on this vaccine is highly outweighs any of the issues that we've seen.
Stanford's Dr. Haley Gams was among those voting to recommend the vaccine for emergency use approval after a day-long meeting where Moderna said the vaccine is 94% effective. The FDA itself is expected to quickly approve the shot, adding a badly needed second vaccine to the fight as soon as next week, with Moderna ready to ship millions of doses. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen received the COVID-19 vaccine live on television Friday morning in a public display designed to boost national confidence in the drug. The snail's pace COVID-19 relief talks could lead to a government shutdown, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
With no agreement yet on a new COVID-19 relief bill, a partial government shutdown is possible at midnight. That's because Senator John Thune, the Senate's number two Republican, says some Republicans might block a temporary funding bill to keep the pressure on the COVID relief talks. Although there's no final agreement, key elements of the relief package appear settled. The measure will include a second round of paycheck protection payments, $45 billion for airlines and transit systems, one-time direct payments of $600 to most individuals, and a $300 per week bonus federal jobless benefit. But with the talks dragging, lawmakers have been told to expect to be in session